USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Facebook has agreed to pay up to $14.25 million to settle allegations it discriminated against U.S. workers by reserving positions for temporary visa holders, the Justice Department announced on Tuesday. A congressional committee probing January 6 voted unanimously on Tuesday in favor of contempt of Congress charges against Steve Bannon, a longtime aide to former President Trump. Approval of the report paved the way for the entire House, run by Democrats, to vote on whether to recommend contempt charges. That vote is set for Thursday and is expected to pass. The U.S. Census Bureau is reporting the number of students enrolled in education systems dropped nearly 3 million between 2019 and 2020. This marks the lowest level of school enrollment for those under 35 years of age in the past 20 years. USA Radio News.
Okay, some good news during a challenging time for everybody, and this could really help. You may know hundreds of thousands of people have already made the switch to MediShare, which is the affordable alternative to health insurance. And with so many people looking at how they pay for healthcare right now, seeing premiums going up or the cost of COBRA plans, MediShare has a special offer, and a lot of people are taking advantage of it. Simply apply by October 30th, and they will waive your new member fee. That's $170 savings. And of course, that's just a start. The typical family saves $500 a month after making the switch. MediShare is a Christian community that has shared over $4 billion in medical bills, and it's worked beautifully for decades. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to get your additional savings. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The extremely expensive partisan social spending package by Democrats continues with ongoing negotiations. Tim Berg from the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau has the details.
President Biden spent part of his Tuesday at the White House meeting with both moderate and progressive Democrats to try to get a price tag on the budget reconciliation bill. As moderates have said, they want to see the price come down from the originally proposed $3.5 trillion. Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul joins Fox News and says the price will still add up over time.
They're not really whittling down what they're going to spend it on. They're just whittling down how long they're going to count the accounting period to be. So if it costs $5 trillion over 5 years and they only count $1 trillion, then that's $1 trillion. But that isn't making the program small. The programs are still enormous.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Dozens have died and several are missing after heavy rains and flooding strike northern India on Wednesday. USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater, on these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater, USA Classic Radio Theater.
With Transportation Secretary Pete Buttigieg away from his job for an extended paternity leave, the supply chain problems worsened in America. Pete made the TV circuit over the weekend. Mr. Buttigieg on CNN.
Even though I've been on paternity leave and I'm proud of it, obviously given the nature of my job, when you take a job like mine, you understand and accept that you're going to have to be available 24/7 depending on what's going on, and you're going to have to engage, and I did, even if that meant taking a phone call or making a decision from a hospital room. But I am so thankful for the phenomenal work that my colleagues at the Department of Transportation have done and are doing, and I'm thankful to be part of an administration that is walking the walk on our family values.
Montana Representative Republican Matt Rosendale on Newsmax Tuesday said Buttigieg is in over his head, and his previous experience as mayor of South Bend, Indiana, isn't enough.
There's grasping for excuses on how to explain away the supply chain problems. We've got ships that are anchored off of the coast of California. We've got shelves that are going empty. We've got Christmas just on the horizon. And we've got this administration putting out additional policies to make it even more difficult to keep our shelves filled up. They've got mandates that are going to keep truck drivers off the highway and dock workers off of the docks. And it just doesn't make any sense whatsoever, instead of going out and trying to make sure that we can get these supply chains loosened up so that we can get shelves filled and people back to work again.
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.